All right. Why don't we get a little more context on this worker problem with NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, welcome. What did you hear in that piece that resonated with your own reporting?
Well, what Laura's hearing in North Carolina, we're hearing all over the country. Bars and restaurants have been doing a lot of hiring in recent months. They added nearly 200,000 workers just in June. But the industry is still well short of where it was before the pandemic. At the beginning of the summer, there were 2.2 million fewer people working in leisure and hospitality than there were pre-pandemic. That's a drop of about 13%. And it is posing a challenge for restaurant operators. Many have been raising wages in an effort to attract more workers. And some of the big public restaurant companies like Chipotle and Cheesecake Factory say those higher wages are working. They've been pretty successful at staffing up. Huh. But these are still pretty low-wage jobs on the whole. And I've spoken to a number of independent restaurant owners who say their former employees have moved on. They're not coming back. Some have said that the restaurant industry really needs to rethink how it does business and how it can create a more attractive environment where more people want to work.
So, Scott, I have an anecdote for you. Get this. Yesterday, I went out to a Dairy Queen in my own neighborhood in Phoenix. I was with my family, and we got there. And on the door, there was a sign that said, "We're closed." The Dairy Queen was closed, it said, because there wasn't enough staff to operate the restaurant. And that, in that moment, I think we've been talking about this for weeks and months, but in that moment, it hit close to home for me, literally. Like, this is having a real impact on the economy.
Absolutely. A short staffing has forced a lot of restaurants to cut back their hours. They might be closing one or two days a week. I talked to a restaurant owner in Cleveland who closed on the 4th of July, which she'd never done before, just to give the people who are working in her restaurant a break. So if you went home without your Blizzard or your Peanut Buster Parfait, that's money the restaurant is leaving on the table. Maybe you'll go back later in the week when they're open, but those lost hours are particularly tough on restaurants and other businesses in seasonal locations that really depend on a few busy months in the summer or maybe a few busy months in the winter for the bulk of their business all year. If they're missing sales now, they may not get them back.
Yeah. Where are the other big challenges right now outside of hospitality and restaurants?
Yeah, it's pretty widespread. As Laura mentioned, transportation has certainly been affected. There was a survey of factory managers that came out yesterday, and it showed a lot of the manufacturing businesses are struggling to find workers. One manager said he could only fill 75% of the order he's getting because he doesn't have enough staff. Hourly pay in factories, as in restaurants, has been going up. It jumped about 3.5% in factories in the last year. Weekly pay is up 6.5%. So that tells you people who are working are putting in a lot of overtime. We're going to get a snapshot of the much larger services side of the economy tomorrow, and it'll probably tell a similar story. Last week, the Commerce Department reported that the overall economy grew at an annual pace of 6.5% in April, May, and June, which is really strong, but probably would have been stronger if businesses could have found more workers.
So is it true then, Scott, if you are someone who is looking for a job right now, that you're pretty much guaranteed to find one?
Well, I don't think there are any guarantees, but there are certainly a lot of job openings. And in addition to raising wages, a lot of employers are casting a wider net. They might be relaxing their requirements for experience, for example, taking a chance on younger workers, looking past people who have some blank spots on their resumes. There is a lot of opportunity there. That said, if you're a worker who's looking to change careers, maybe get out of the restaurant business and into a different line of work, that may take more time. You know, if you're just going back to an old job or a new job in the same industry, that can be pretty seamless. But for people trying to make a career change, there may be some speed bumps along the way. And that's one reason the jobs recovery is taking longer than the recovering in GDP.
I want to ask you about those enhanced pandemic unemployment benefits that came up in the previous story. You know, Republicans have pushed to end them early. They say they were giving people too much of a reason not to go out and look for work. But we just got data from the Washington Post that suggests that states that cut unemployment aid early are not actually seeing that promised hiring boom. So what are we learning about this now that we have the luxury of time having passed and some solid numbers?
Yeah, the political differences in the states have created this sort of natural experiment where about half the states have now eliminated the extra $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits early. The other half are set to do so in early September. And so far, it does not seem to have made a lot of difference. The scheduling software company Homebase says it's actually seen somewhat stronger job growth in states that maintain the extra benefits than those states where those benefits went away. Researchers at the University of Chicago have been looking closely at this all year. They say it's certainly possible the extra benefits are discouraging some people from going back to work, but that disincentive effect is pretty small. On the flip side, the extra cash may be enabling some workers to take a little more time in their job search. Maybe that means they find a better job, one that is more suited to their own skills. And in the long run, that's good. It makes for a more productive economy.
All right. NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you very much.
Hope you find that Dairy Queen blizzard.
We got gelato instead. Sorry, Dairy Queen.